Isolation with an old friend of the station, Ruben Goldberg, joins us. I'm sure you've been enjoying it. Loads more questions coming in, so I'm going to hand over to Sush. You can see the text line. What's happening there?
So our good old friend, speaking of old friends to 5FM, Janine Perkis, of course, worked with Ruben. So Janine says, Rubes, you and I got to have the pleasure of doing Net Daily for years. We even got to travel to Miami and New York together. Give us one great story from behind the scenes of the Gilman Show or just 5FM in general, just for the old time's sake. Anything special?
Wow. There were so many. There were really, truly so many. Let me remind everybody that once I was cock. You remember that?
In that skit,
I was a rooster.
You were.
And that was such fun. I mean, you know, in those days, to get away with saying that word was, well, any day.
Any opportunity to be able to say, to say that word on the air. Nothing's changed.
Ah, beautiful stuff. Yeah, so that's the memory.
And one more, because obviously you involved the news. There was a story that's recently released about how well South Africa's doing. Apparently, South Africa's ranking second in the world for being reliable COVID-19 news. And that's excellent, considering the amount of fake news that's been going around.
Absolutely. So very, very quickly. There's a lot of fake news, and you want to know who spreads it? You and me and your mother and your auntie and your through WhatsApp. Don't believe any of that. Don't believe any of that rubbish. Use trusted sources. The trusted sources, my trusted sources, obviously Times Live where I work, the Sunday Times. Whatever you think about the Sunday Times, they are doing a brilliant, brilliant job covering COVID. So if you're able to hook up a subscription to pay the journalists, do it. Find your own trusted sources. You don't have to believe me. News 24 is doing a brilliant, brilliant job. Daily Maverick is doing a sensational job. The Mail and Guardian Health guys, Becky, they are doing an unbelievable job. But if you're going to listen to your auntie on WhatsApp,
Susan.
So, Ruben, on that note, maybe some final words. I mean, just from our point of view, like hosting the show every morning, the whole game's changed. And what I did notice was, there's people out there who are isolated, living on their own. My neighbor last night posting, oh my goodness, I miss human beings. And I wanted to write there, yeah, well, you should actually thank human beings for the situation we're in, firstly. Anyway, but you know what I mean? I think you get the point I'm trying to make, is that, like, people out there are, this is very new to all of them. They didn't become masters of isolation like you did. And sadly, you had a problem with your immune system. So I just thought maybe, considering your unique perspective, some final words from the legend.
Okay, more or less, how long have I got?
No, go for it.
Winter, guys, winter is coming. I mean, in every sense of the word, it's going to be cold, it's going to be hard, it's going to be very, very hard. But I truly believe, in terms of some of the stories that I've heard and some of the stories that I've told this morning, that South Africa will come out on the other side changed for the better. I think people, like I said earlier, do what you can to prepare for tomorrow, but live today. Listen to the government in terms of the lockdown. It's not going to last forever. Do not think that you're immune, because you are not. The virus will get you if you are complacent. And each of us can do what we can to protect ourselves and our families and obviously everybody else. So don't go out unless it's absolutely crucial. Don't freaking loot the liquor stores. Come on, people. No matter how desperate you are, things are going to be eased and relaxed. I think the government is on the right track. Yes, there have been some missteps, but very quickly, almost sometimes within hours, if not the next day, things are tweaked again, things are fixed. Everybody needs to help anybody they can. So, for example, even though it's total lockdown, once a week I go to the local farm stall to buy my fresh vegetables and fruit. And I also hook up whatever they've got going on the cheap, because all this beautiful export citrus, for example, a lot of it is still going to be exported, but some of it is finding its way into our stores. So you can buy the most incredible bag of oranges that would normally cost you 90 bucks for like 50 bucks. Mm. So what I did was I bought an extra bag or two, and where I see the homeless people who I've always given money every time I pass them. There are about 10 or 12 of them. I think only three of them are left. You know, I give them 6 or 8 oranges because good food is better than 5 rand. And just do what you can to help other people after you've taken care of yourself and your family.
No, that's well said, Ruben. It's so dope to hear you live on the air again. You have to come back regularly. We're going to have you on the show as a regular. How do we reach you out there at Times Live and during the day, Twitter, on the gram, on Facebook, if people want to carry on the conversation with you? Yeah.
Apparently, it's pretty difficult to find me on Twitter. So I'm Ruby Gold on Twitter. I'm Ruben Goldberg on Facebook. Should be easy to find me there. And I'm also Ruben Goldberg on Instagram. Instagram is kind of my new favorite thing. Although Twitter still rocks. You just got to be careful about who you follow because, again, there are presenters at other radio stations who think they know everything and they know less than everything. So just be careful who you follow. You don't have to follow me. If I get tens of thousands of people following me, I can't follow everyone back. If I get 5 or 6, I will try and follow you back. But I'm also very careful about who I follow. And, TikTok, I'm looking at. I'm a little bit afraid of TikTok at the moment. I can't do any of those dances or moves. But I'm watching and slowly, slowly, maybe over the next, depending on how long lockdown continues, my next feat will be TikTok. I can tell you that somehow from somewhere, having never really gotten into making food, this Michelin star chef has come out. And that's kind of what I'm posting on Instagram, my food. Okay. So, yeah.